What's up, everybody? How y'all doing out there today? This is your boy Ed, back with another episode of RRO, as we're changing our name to, which stands for Real Raw Opinions, where we're going to give you the realest, rawest opinions, facts on music, sports. We're just going to keep it real, the whole episode. That's the whole goal. So let's get into it. I know we had an interesting Sunday, you know, a lot of good games on Sunday, but you know, I'm gonna start with the Saints' close overtime win against the Bears. It was clutched out by Drew Brees. It showed his greatness, and it's like at some point you got to start giving that man his credit this year, because honestly, if you really look at it, we haven't, and I'm saying we because, you know, I'm a Saints fan, but, you know, we haven't had our full offense to our full potential this whole year. Like, yes, the first week we did, but after that, we didn't have Mike Thomas. We haven't had Mike Thomas for, like, 7 weeks. We need Mike Thomas back. Like he's a key part to our offense. And, yes, we're winning without him, but we need him if we want to make a deep run in those playoffs. Then Ack is playing out of his mind. You know, he didn't get in the end zone on Sunday night, but, you know, he did what he did. He set us up in key moments. He got a big 48-yard reception, big run, like, in a crucial moment towards the end of the game. So, you know, Ack is playing on another level. And honestly, maybe an unpopular opinion, shouldn't really be an unpopular opinion, but this year, he might just be the best running back in the league. He's leading the league in all-purpose yards. He doesn't have to do it just rushing. He does it receiving and rushing. He's going to affect you, your defense, in any way possible. We can put him in special teams, and he's dangerous. He's a dangerous player. Like, you can't ever count him out. Now, Mike Thomas, dog, you're on my fantasy team, so I need you to get your shit together, bro. Like, but not even just that. Like, I need you back. Like, bro, we need you back. Yes, Drew is helping us right now. We're winning. We winning, like, and that's good. But, Mike, you are crucial to us, and we need you. I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody says. We need you. You've been resting long enough. I hate that you got a hamstring injury and got another injury. But, dude, now we need you. When you could have came back, you did something stupid, and you – come on, dude. Don't punch your teammate, bro. Like, come on, bro. But you know what? I played football before, so I understand, like, practices can get hectic sometimes. That's any sport. Like, you're going to get upset with your teammate. That actually might help our locker room become stronger, become closer. And anybody who thinks, like, we're about to divide or spread apart, y'all just want us to lose. This is like y'all have been wanting the Saints to lose the past 3 years. But it's okay. It's fine, because I think the Saints are going to shock a lot of people in the playoffs. But we'll see. You know, not going to speak too much ahead on that. But, you know, that's our defense. The defense needs to play better. Marshawn, you are starting to – this is your contract year, Marshawn. And, like, you start off slow, but you always know when to pick it up in the right moments. And, therefore, I can't really fault you too much, because you end up – fixing your mistake, and that's good, bro. Like, a lot of players just get killed the whole game. Like, you'll probably start off getting, you know, looking a little shaky, but when we need you, you're gonna get that pick, you're gonna force that fumble, make that game saving tackle. Like, so Marshawn, bro, you have all pro potential. You have potential to be one of the best cornerbacks in the league. Play like it, because I think you're up there. Like, I want to put you up there, but sometimes you make it hard. But you're doing good. Marcus Williams. Bruh. I keep defending you because I see potential in you, but damn, dude, you're making it hard. You're making this very hard, bruh. But, you know, Marcus, you young, dude. You're a ball hawk. But sometimes that can mess you up just a little bit too much, to the point where you're blowing coverages, bro. Like, that's why we brought Malcolm in, to help Marcus get to where he needs to be. That Pro Bowl, like, constant Pro Bowl that we know he can be. Like, if you're a Saints fan and you're out here listening to this, you know Marcus Williams has a lot of potential, but he makes mistakes in some of the biggest moments, and that just erases everything he's ever done. And honestly, I think he can still fix it, still pick it up. Only in his like third or fourth year, so he still has time, but not that much time, dude. You gotta get it together, like ASAP. I know I'm just talking about the Saints right now, but trust me, I'm gonna get into some more stuff. Saints adding Quan Alexander. Personally, I think that's a good pickup to be go alongside DeMario Davis. They can terrorize offenses, honestly. Those two, then add Anzalone in there. Oh yeah, they have some potential to terrorize offenses. Like, they have potential to be one of the best linebacker cores in the league, like defensively. And I totally agree with that. So I like the pickup. I like the return we got out of him. Or, well, not the return, but what we had to give up. We only had to give up, like, I think a fifth round pick in Kiko Alonso. And I'm not really tripping because Kiko stay hurt. Kiko needs to stay healthy. So, and I know Quan has had some injury history, but honestly, I feel like Quan is about to help take this defense to the next level. Just like I feel like Malcolm Jenkins is doing, even though we're still shaky in some aspects, you know. But another part of our defense I like, well, not the part of our defense that's really strong, is that D-line. That D-line is amazing. And honestly, let's not sleep on my boy Trey Hendrickson. 5.5 sacks on the year, top 10 in sacks. Yes, sir. Don't sleep on Trey Hendrickson. Keep your eye out for him. He's someone that you need to watch. He's gonna be a good defensive end, defensive tackle. Nice on that D line. So I'm gonna stop talking about the Saints. Let's move on to the Cowboys versus the Eagles. That was another game I checked out. And, you know, I just feel so bad for the Cowboys this year, because you can really tell how much Dak held that team together, that locker room together. Like, I'm sorry, even if they started slow, I feel like the Cowboys would have still ended up coming on top in that division. Dak needs to get paid in the offseason. Like, the Cowboys are struggling right now, and you can tell it's because they don't have Dak. They don't have no quarterback. Andy Dalton's not it. Ben DiNucci is not it. Y'all need Dak. And I want Dak back. Like, it should say something, the fact that he was still leading in yards when he got injured. Cowboys need him. Jerry needs to pay him. Like, no doubt about it. So, Zeke is doing all Zeke can, but I feel like he still needs to lose some weight. As I said in the last episode, you know, that offensive line is not healthy like they used to be. So it's like the Cowboys really just an injury-riddled team this year. They're injured. Amari Cooper isn't doing much, honestly. And they just signed him to that big contract. So, like, but I think that's in part because Dak's not there. So, you know, I don't want to place too much blame on him. I'm going to give a shout out to the Eagles because they did get a win, a much needed win. But Carson Wentz is not your quarterback of the future. He's not. I'm sorry. I can't keep defending that man or keep saying that he is, because he's not. He's definitely not. And yeah, like, it's, I think the Eagles should go with Jalen Hurts, honestly. I think it'll be a better option for them. They need to let go of Alshon Jeffery. That man ain't played in forever. And honestly, the team that's going to win this division is going to be most likely the Eagles, because the Cowboys are so injury riddled. But honestly, this division sucks so bad that I wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys came out on top. Honestly, I'm not even going to talk about the Washington football team or the Giants, because actually I do have a little bit to say about the Giants. Give them about 2 to 3 years. If Danny Dimes doesn't do good next year, I think they'll move on from him. But honestly, I give them about 2 to 3 years. Once Danny Dimes, like Bruce Arians made a comment about Daniel Jones, and it was like, he tries to do too much sometimes. And that's, he's young. But once he chills out on that and, you know, just lets the game come to him and flow easier, the Giants will be a good team in the NFC in the next 2 to 3 years, maybe four. You know, let's get into some of the scores from this weekend. You know, we had the Falcons beat the Panthers in the divisional game, 25-17. Good win for the Falcons, as it's been a very disappointing season for them. A loss the Panthers didn't really want to take, but you know, I don't see them winning the division or making the playoffs. No Christian McCaffrey back yet. So maybe he'll come back this Sunday. Maybe. But, you know, we'll have to see. Patriots and Bills. Bills pulled out a close one, but Cam has to start playing better. The Bills are looking like they might win this division, in all honesty. We had the Bengals get a win. Joe Burrow beat the Titans. It was very surprising as he picked up his second win as a starting quarterback. Joe's gonna be nice. Joe Burrow is gonna be really, really good, honestly. The Titans are gonna be a team to watch out for in the AFC, of course, as they were last year, even though they just went 9-7, but still, that doesn't mean anything when you make it to the playoffs. Ryan Tannehill is playing like a top 10 quarterback this year. As much as people don't want to believe it, he is. He's playing good. Corey Davis is having a pretty straight year. Same with A.J. Brown. They both missed a couple games, but when they have played, they've made a difference. Derrick Henry is doing King Henry things, so we already know what to expect from him. And the next game, we're going to talk about the Raiders beating the Browns, but we lost OBJ. No OBJ. So that's kind of big for Cleveland, honestly. But you know, they just not having OBJ that game, I feel like, kind of hurt them. Baker needs those dynamic receivers. He's not that good by himself, but also the Raiders played good defense, holding him to only 122 yards passing. It was a very defensive game, as Derek Carr only had 111 yards passing also, but a big game from Josh Jacobs, as he racked up 129 yards carrying. Good productive offensive day for him. Colts won big. They beat the Lions. And that Colts team is getting quiet dubs. No one's really talking about them, but they getting these quiet, nice and quiet dubs, like, you know. So that's good for the Colts. They're going to end up winning that division, I feel like. Maybe. Not winning. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. But the Colts and the Titans are going to battle that division out. Their defense is playing lights out. They still do have Phillip Rivers, who is older, but he's still a veteran quarterback that you can't forget about. I'm on the get Matthew Stafford out of Detroit train, because I personally believe that Matthew Stafford needs to be on a different team. I like their receiving core, the young receiving core with Galladay, Marvin Jones Sr. I like TJ Hockenson, you know, but Matthew Stafford, I feel like, needs to be on a competing team. You know, a good destination maybe would be New Orleans after Drew Brees retires. I think that'll be a great fit for him, honestly. But that's another topic. The Vikings and Packers. Vikings surprisingly pulled out a much needed win to move up to 2-5. Now, the Vikings needed this win, and Dalvin Cook put the team on his back. Literally, like, carried them from start to finish. 30 carries for 163 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns, just 2 catches for 63 yards, but a touchdown, like 4 total touchdowns on the day. He scored literally every single touchdown for them. That's great. Packers should have traded for a wide receiver at the deadline. Should have traded for a receiver at the deadline. Aaron Rodgers' receivers are too inconsistent besides Davante Adams, who got him 3 scores on Sunday. 3 touchdowns. Of course, we know the Chiefs beat the Jets. The Jets are a disappointment. They honestly, they need to fire their GM. As they drop to 0-8, Kansas City moves up to 7-1. Sorry about that. Patrick Mahomes, 416 passing yards, 5 touchdowns. He had himself a day. You know, with those weapons, he's bound to have himself a day against a team like that. Tua and the Dolphins played the Rams, and they won. Defense won that game. Our defense won that game. Here goes Jared Goff throwing about 60 times again. Had 2 picks, touchdown. You know, Rams, yeah, no, they okay. Not the same team they was a couple years ago, but, you know, they still have Aaron Donald, who is a dog. But Tua, young, first game, has to play better. Didn't play too well. Got him a passing touchdown, but didn't even crack 100 yards. Like, 100 yards. Like, so, yeah, Tua is going to be a good quarterback. He's going to be great for that team, honestly. And I think the Dolphins are going to be a team that we need to be on the lookout for in the coming years. Steelers, that defense is crazy good. They beat a good team, a good division opponent, and the Baltimore Ravens, as the Steelers are the only undefeated team in the NFL. Now, yes, I said it, the only undefeated team in the NFL. Big Ben is back this year. You know, James Conner is a little bit more healthier. That defense is healthier. The defense is playing lights out. Like, you got Claypool, rookie receiver, one of the best rookie receivers out of in the draft out of Notre Dame. Juju Smith-Schuster. I like the signing of Eric Ebron, because I think Eric Ebron is a good tight end, good deep threat tight end. Big body on the field. So I like that. This defense is good. Like, the linebacker Spillane, I can't say his name correct, but he is good. I like him. I like him a lot. Joe Hayden, doing Joe Hayden things, got him a pick and a touchdown. You know, Minka Fitzpatrick, TJ Watt, that defense is really good. Broncos pulled out a close win against the Chargers. Good comeback win. Drew Lock's pretty good. I like Drew Lock. Justin Herbert, going to be really good in the future. Probably so far to me, in my opinion, the best rookie quarterback this year so far. He's better than Joe Burrow to me. You know, Joe Burrow is going to get that hype because he was the number one pick. But I think Justin Herbert's the best quarterback so far out of the rookie class. Seahawks, Russ cooked. Let Russ cook, you know. Big win for the Seahawks. Big win over a division opponent. They moved to 6-1. Russ had 261 yards, 4 passing touchdowns, and DK Metcalf, 12 catches, 161 yards, 2 touchdowns. Him and Tyler Lockett might just be the best wide receiving duo in the league right now, because either one of those can have an off game and the other one to have almost 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. Like, you never know. And that's good. That's real good. Buccaneers beat the Giants. Giants gave them a good run for their money. As I was speaking on Daniel Jones, once he gets settled in, you know, he'll be better. He'll be better. So that was a review of week 8. You know, that's just, I feel like I'm still going to say the Saints are still going to win the Super Bowl. But right now, it's tough. You really don't know, honestly, in my opinion, because it can honestly go either way. It can go either way because we have Buffalo who's sitting at 6-2. Miami is actually competing for that division. Pittsburgh 7-0. Baltimore is 5-2. Cleveland 5-3. Tennessee 5-2. Indiana 5-2. Kansas City 7-1. Las Vegas 4-3. Denver is 3-4. So it's going to be 7 teams allowed in the playoffs this year. So from each conference. So we're going to see. With the NFC, we got Philly leading right now in the NFC East with Washington trailing second, game behind them. Green Bay, about a game and a half, maybe half a game over Chicago for that NFC North race. Tampa Bay and New Orleans are head-to-head. This Sunday night is going to determine who wins that division, honestly. We have Seattle, Arizona, the Rams, San Francisco. That division is loaded, honestly. But the 49ers are dealing with too many injuries. I don't think they will make the playoffs. I have Buffalo. In the AFC, I have Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Tennessee, Indiana. The 6 teams, and the 1 team I might pick as a wild card would either be Cleveland or New England. Do not count out Cam Newton. Do not count out Bill Belichick. NFC projections for the playoffs. I say Philly will win that division. Green Bay will make the playoffs. Chicago will make the playoffs. Tampa Bay will make the playoffs. New Orleans will make the playoffs. And Seattle and Arizona will make the playoffs. That's who I think will make it. I don't see the Rams getting in. I don't see them fixing it. I think the NFC is just going to be too loaded. So, you know, we'll just have to see. And I got Russ for MVP. Justin Herbert, rookie of the year. So, you know, we'll see. But let's get into some basketball. You know, as you know, not much really going on in the basketball world right now. Just got a few trade rumors for you. So let's get into it. And the few trade rumors I have for you, the Mavs are looking to maybe add Gobert. And if they're able to add Gobert, that's going to help their defense so much. Because honestly, the Mavs can score. Great offensive team. But when it comes to the clutch and defense, that's when they need help. And I think Rudy Gobert will help that team a lot. So we'll keep monitoring that. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, they trade for Rudy Gobert. OKC is going to trade CP3. Don't know when it will happen. Don't know where to. But all I know right now is it will be to wherever CP3 chooses. Mavs looking at Bradley Beal, as are the Lakers, as are the Heat. A bunch of teams are interested in Bradley Beal. I'm curious to see what happens with that. This shocked me. Jrue Holiday might get traded to the Heat. And the Heat might include Tyler Hero in that trade. I think you put Jrue Holiday with Jimmy Butler. Defensively, you're looking at probably the best perimeter backcourt right there. Jrue Holiday is one of the most underrated defenders in this league. Jimmy Butler, we saw what he can do. Like, we know. Add Jrue Holiday to that. He's back on a winning team. No offense to New Orleans, but I mean like a contending team. And, you know, we'll see. But the Pelicans are going to be good next year also. But, you know, if they pick up Tyler Hero, Lonzo, Tyler Hero, B.I., Zion, be on the lookout. Just be on the lookout because that's pretty scary. You know, they might start the season back this year, maybe, but you never know. They're going to be voting on it soon. They're looking at December 22nd as a start date back for it. I can understand why so early, to make up for money loss, try to get back on schedule. But in the players aspect, it's early because you only have really like 2 months to really rest, maybe for the Lakers and Heat. And, you know, like the Nuggets and the Celtics. But, like, those teams that made the playoffs, they only have, like, a few months to rest. So, I think it's ideal. I understand why starting back on the 22nd would be helpful. But in the players' health and just the players' benefit, I don't think it would be smart, honestly. So, but we'll just have to see. That's going to have to just be a situation that keeps getting monitored. So, let's get into the NBA draft. So, NBA draft is coming up pretty soon, in about less than 2 weeks. And it's those top three picks. We are curious as to who might get it. I think that Minnesota is going to end up taking Anthony Edwards. I think Golden State either trades that pick, and this is so shocking to me, but Golden State either trades that pick or they draft Denny Avdija out of the from overseas, and he's really good, good scorer, good passer. And I think he'll fit really good into that Warriors team. Anthony Edwards will go alongside perfectly with D'Lo, but those are two scorers, so I feel like D'Lo will handle the ball more, be the playmaker. But you know, they're talking about trading Karl Anthony Towns or trading that number one pick, so it's just something we're gonna have to monitor with Minnesota and Golden State. Those two teams, like, you wouldn't expect them to be 1 and 2. So, we just got to monitor. It's just going to be a wait and see to see if they, you know, they trade them. Trade that pick. So, same with the Warriors. LaMelo, I think he might go to Charlotte, or he might end up going number one, honestly. So, either third or number one for LaMelo. But that's my top three picks so far, you know. I'm just eager to see where everyone gets drafted, and, you know, good luck to all of them. And, you know, that's, like I said, we don't have much news about the NBA, you know, not much really going on in the NBA world right now, besides just trade rumors, free agent rumors. And you know, that trying to figure out when will the season restart. And, you know, that's just something that we're just going to have to keep just watching and following. You know, had a few albums that dropped. Did not personally get to listen to NLE Choppa's album, but I did hear it was good. I've heard a lot of good things about it. Do plan on checking that out. King Von's album, that's one of the albums I've listened to a lot, and it was actually very good. Think everybody should go listen to that. Pegasus by Trippie Redd was good. And I haven't finished listening to the full album, but from what I've heard so far, the first half of it is sounding very good. Trippie's growing on me, rap-wise, lyric-wise. I think he's growing as an artist. Right now, what I'm listening to a lot is just a lot of old Lil Uzi, ready for Lil Uzi to drop. King Von album. So just really been listening to that lately. Tonight we have Nav and Weezy dropping their collab album. Same with Dobie and Southside. Kid Leroy is going to drop a tape tonight. Wap Tarantino will be dropping a tape. Haven't listened to him in a minute, but last tape I heard from him was actually pretty good. Youngboy and Nicki Minaj have a single dropping tonight. Same with Sway Lee. And, you know, not really much music dropping right now, but just waiting on Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole, you know, some of those big rappers. Ready for Uzi to drop again. Migos, you know, we'll see. But shout out to my boy ICQ. Go check out his page on SoundCloud. Check out his music. Check out my boy, that's Kalo. And that's all for today, folks. I know this episode was shorter than the last, but, you know, we just going to keep delivering you the hottest, realest topics. And I thank y'all for joining me today. And your boy Ed out.